Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, we had this music all queued up, Can I Kick It, A Tribe Called Quest, because the kicker is on the phone, and we're going to get to him in 1 second, but there is breaking news here on the Mason Crosby Show here, Shams Bomb.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hockey Bucks are trading Chris Middleton, AJ Johnson, and a pick swap to the Washington Wizards for Kyle Kuzma, Milwaukee's own Patrick Baldwin Jr., and second round draft compensation. React to me. I got nothing. Let's get Mason on the show. I don't even know what to say. Mason, the Bucks have Kyle Kuzma. I know he's your guy. I know you're so excited that Chris is gone. What the hell?
What? Yeah, I'm excited Chris is gone for this.
Nobody's excited.
What just happened? I was trying to have a nice human Wednesday, but I wanted to check in on y'all and make sure everyone knew that, I'm... Even though my NFL, career is over and all of that, I'm still, I'm still going to be rocking on the show. So, I didn't want anyone to think that I just, left y'all hanging as well.
Well, you just got Kyle Kuzma traded to the Bucks. Thanks.
You're in charge of this trade. Like, you are responsible for Chris Middleton for Kyle Kuzma.
Is this totally my fault? I take a day and I just, everything falls
apart. That's what happens.
Chris Middleton was a Buck before you called.
Yeah, that's right.
This is my fault. I blame myself, and I'm sorry, boys. Yeah, I should have just stayed on Human Wednesday. I shouldn't have messed with the flow.
So before we really dive into this, how are you feeling today? Are you okay? Did you sleep last night? Did you cry a river of tears, or is there joy and rainbows and gumdrops and lollipops?
Tell you what, retirement is tiring. I was worn out. I was doing interviews and doing different things. I'm like, man, no one wanted to talk to me that much when I was playing, so I'm not sure why they want to talk now whenever I'm done. So,
it's fair.
It was good. It was good diving down memory lane, being able to just jump into past things, talking to old friends. It's definitely a good time to reflect and just enjoy all those amazing moments. So, yeah, I slept great. Feeling good. Kind of feel a little revitalized that now it's just okay, this little piece is past. I can continue to give my gratitude, my thanks to the people that deserve it, and just kind of keep moving into this this next phase.
Oh, so. Yeah, I'm just so flustered about
it. Now you're depressed.
I know. I'm I'm not going to be retired for 74 more years. So I'm
So tell me about this trade. Tell me about what's going on there and why the Bucks think this might be a something they should have done.
Well, Matt Issa, our NBA insider, is going to join us. He's on hold and he's going to break it down for us. You know what? Why don't you stay on the phone? Hold on. I can do this. You stay on. I'm going to bring Matt on. Matt, let's see. Does this work? Matt, you're on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis and Mason Crosby. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Horrible. Thanks for asking. Not that Chris Middleton was making such an impact on the floor, but Kyle Kuzma is having literally the worst year of anyone in the history of the NBA. So we don't feel so good right now.
Yeah, tell us what you're thinking.
Matt,
I mean, so it's tricky. Well, Chris has been rough, I will say that. But he was so good last postseason. He looked really healthy. He kind of looked like himself again. He was getting to his spots, right? Scoring. He took on such a huge scoring load. I don't think this team, we talked a lot last time I was on here, Mitch, right, about balance, finding balance around Damian Lillard, Giannis, Lopez. And I thought at the time Chris Middleton could kind of be that guy. But it wasn't looking great. I did think they needed to trade him, try to get off of his salary, try to add another player. But this is kind of like a poor version of what I was hoping for. Since we last talked, yes, AJ Green has done a phenomenal job of stepping into that, 3-and-D point of attack defender, guarding the other team's best player, spacing the floor, the thing we talked about them needing. But he's overtaxed in that role. He's not, as hard as he tries on defense, he's not good enough to be elite, playoff level stopper to me. I think he's better guarding the team's second best offensive player, right? So they needed to add another 3-and-D piece, somebody with some size, so that when Lopez is off the floor and Giannis at the 5, they can play him at the 4, he can play the 3, right? And, I mean, in theory, Kyle Kuzma, once upon a time, was that type of player.
And that's what we thought, right? That's what we thought he was going to be, 6'8", kind of that. They don't lose size with this trade. But they do gain some salary flexibility.
Salary relief, yeah.
Yep. So, but it's just you know, looking at his 3-point numbers, and it's like, yes, maybe he's spaced out more with Giannis and Dame, so he gets more open threes, but he's shooting 28% this year. Like, that is, you can't have a guy on the floor shooting 7 threes a game who's at 28%.
It's gonna come up. I got a feeling. You know, it's a new location. We talked about this occasionally as we're talking about Packers trades, different things that might happen. Sometimes a new place, a new location, new faces, new coach. Some of that can kind of spur something. So maybe we see some revitalization coming with this trade. But
man, from your mouth to God's ears, Mason.
That's the hope. No, Mason, I'm a hopeful guy. You know I'm a hopeful guy.
I know you are. You're a positive. You bring the positivity. What do you got, Matt?
Mace, I got a question for you. Okay. Being that you've been around NFL locker rooms and all that stuff. So Kyle Kuzma's big thing right now. When I watch him, his shot selection is just terrible, right? And I know that on that team, on that Wizards team, somebody's got to take the tough shots, right? And, you know, he was the man for the job, I guess. But how easy is it? Do you think, like, players can, like, when they know, hey, I'm entering a situation where I have a chance to, you know, win serious important games, like, how easy is it for them to shift their mindsets from, like, maybe and correct those bad habits?
Well, I think coming into a pretty good situation in a sense with Giannis and Dame, two just, elite players at the position that are going to, run the show. So there's going to probably be right away, you got to think Giannis and Dame address it with him. Like, this is your role. This is what we need from you. Don't go outside yourself. So, like, great teams always have that, a very clear-cut conversation of what is expected for each guy in that building. I got to imagine they're hurting right now, though, because Chris Middleton is, he's their guy, right? So, like, that's going to be a little hurdle that they're going to have to get over emotionally and, like, mentally, is just losing a teammate and a guy that, you rely on and you trust, and that is just part of that culture in that locker room. So I think for me, like, looking at that, that's going to be the hardest piece, is just replacing a guy like Chris Middleton for what he does mentally and in that locker room space. So you're going to need leaders to step up. Because that's always the biggest thing. And like you said, I think AJ Green, maybe because of, like, his what he's been doing, has kind of taken him, given him a little more leeway. Doc Rivers must see something that, he's excited there. And, I'm hoping that Dame and Giannis can grab, make something out of this in a positive way.
So, Matt, on the court, what do you see? How does this affect the Bucks? How does this affect what the rest of the league is going to look at? I think there was general consensus that this Bucks team was not a title contender. I'm not sure this move makes them a title contender, but does this move the needle at all for the Bucks nationally?
I'm going to say no for now. Looking at Cleveland. First of all, I think Cleveland is just such a terrible matchup for them right now, with the two guards, Mitchell and Garland. Like, when you're just doing the matchups in your head, like, okay, fine, AJ Green, improved defender. Maybe he can keep Donovan Mitchell in front of him, right, with how strong he is and how quick he is laterally. But after that, like, even if Kuzma's bought in, right, he's always been historically better at guarding, like, big, strong forwards. And somebody like Darius Garland is just, I don't know if they have a good answer to that, like somebody who could really keep Garland in front of them. Maybe they dust the lawn right off the shelf, but that comes with different issues. So I look at that, that's problematic. And then I look at the Celtics, the other team to be in the East, and I'm like, can Damian Lillard even, like, survive defensively against those guys? And, like, what happens if they space Brooke Lopez out and get him out of the paint, right? Like, so I think those top two teams in the East just are still too tough for them. Maybe if Kuzma, like, he comes out and he's, like, like Mason said, he's he gets checked by Giannis and Dame, and they're like, hey, we need this and that from you. Like, be a star in your role. If he does that and he's like the PJ Washington of last year, maybe we're having a different conversation. And maybe I could see a world where, if Giannis and Dame are really cooking in a series, they could upset one of those two teams. But right now I'm going to still say they're kind of They could win. They could very well win a first round series, but it's going to be hard for them to do more than that unless they get a good second round matchup.
Yeah, Mason, I think that's fair. It's like, you know, you look at this team and it's you know, you're trading. Yeah, you get a little bit younger. You get a little bit of salary relief, but you're not necessarily getting better. You're getting okay. You know,
like I mean, has he been? I mean, I don't know a lot about him, just you know, honestly. So, like, has he been a guy like in this league? Is he somebody that you know can kind of take that next step? Has he shown that before? So
Matt, I'll let you
get him where he needs to be.
Matt, I'll let you answer that. But my initial impression is like maybe he's better suited at that. Like I think the thought was when he got traded to Washington is that he was going to, you know, emerge and be the guy, and it never really worked for him. Maybe he's better suited at being the number three and could flourish in that role. What do you think, Matt?
So for me, it's like, yes, he was. He was at one point. He was integral. I think he played that role basically for the 2020 bubble Lakers. And that, you know, has its own noise around that, right? Like the Lakers, you know, having to play in the bubble and all that stuff. And they were really hot from three. But he played like that. But that was, you know, we're going on a half decade now since he's had to really do that. So, again, it goes back to, like, the mental part of it. Like, this guy for the last 3 years has been – 3-4 years has just been kind of, you know, taking 20 shots a game, you know, maybe taking a couple possessions off on defense, not really being a facilitator, not being a spacer. So how quick he can adjust to that is really the big key. But he has shown it before in the past. So he's definitely capable of it.
Well, see, that's where I'm optimistic. I think, like, maybe, yeah, they just see that if he can get back into a three role and kind of be that guy that, you know, really stresses other teams while Giannis and Dame get all the attention. Like I was I was a kicker forever. So I always, you got to know your role. You got to know, like, what your role is on the team and doing all of that. And so with leadership, you know, I'm hoping, and I'm hopeful guy, like, I'm hoping they put him in a role that he can have success and kind of play that at a high level. And, you know, that's obviously, that's the only hope they have for success if they want to, you know, make any kind of run in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that you know, they're going to need that, barring any other moves, which I think we'd all be shocked if they made it. I don't know about shocked. I mean, listen, Bobby Portis is still there, and Bobby Portis has been talked about being traded for the last couple seasons now. So that they're, you know, now that they're
That'd be interesting.
Assuming they're under the second, you know, I don't know how the salaries all work out and all that sort of stuff, but assuming there's a little more flexibility now, you know, who knows? Yeah. Matt, with Luka being traded, there's no rules anymore, right? Like, anybody could get traded at any time, right?
Don't even get me started with that one. I mean, I guess, yeah, if you get, you know, bamboozled by another general manager, yeah, you very well could give up any player in the NBA. That's a whole other can of worms. I don't know if we want to dig into it.
probably not too deep, especially today with Chris Middleton. I think, you know, it's. I think Bucks fans are going to need to take some time because, you know, as you guys both know, you know, Mason from football, like when a guy who's been there for a long time either gets traded or leaves as a free agent or retires, like there's that emotional attachment that fans have to that player. And I think it's like whether or not it was going to be an upgrade, like barring Chris Middleton and a package for Kevin Durant, where you're clearly getting better, you know, even if it was Jimmy Butler or Bradley Beal or whoever, there's going to be some hurt and some sadness about this guy that brought, you know, was part an integral part of bringing a title to Milwaukee. This is a sad day in a way that Chris Middleton's not a Milwaukee Buck anymore.
Yeah, I'll let you answer that for sure. I mean, I totally agree. That's going to be the biggest thing. And I think that's where Giannis, especially on the player side, they are going to have to, you know, really deal with that emotional and mental side of it and hopefully reset and move forward quick, kind of in Chris's honor, in a sense, you know, where he's, you know, headed out. Like, you have to click back the other way really fast, or this could linger for, you know, 10 games plus, if you don't find some way to get past it.
Yeah, Matt Issa and Mason Crosby joining me, Mitch Thunder Nellis, on the Mason Crosby Show. Follow Matt on Twitter at MattIssa5. That's M-A-T-1-T, then I-S-S-A-1-5. MattIssa1515. And you can get his stuff at FanSided, at Forbes Sports, and sportswriter for Forbes.com. Matt, I was going to have you on to talk about all the craziness of all the trades and everything going on globally in the NBA. And then, of course, we get this breaking news. So I'm going to let you go, but let's definitely catch up soon, maybe after the trade deadline, and break down all because I have a feeling the moves aren't done yet in this NBA trade season.
Oh, yeah. It sounds good to me, Mitch. It was nice talking to you. Nice talking to you, Mason. Good to meet you. And hopefully,
yep. Hey,
hopefully we got a couple more.
I jumped in on Human Wednesday. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. Human Wednesday became Chris Middleton Wednesday. So
that's right.
That happens sometimes. And sometimes, you know, you got stuff set up and breaking news just blows it all apart. So, Matt, thank you so much. We will definitely talk soon.
All right.
All right. Mason was bored for one day on retirement and had to jump back
right,
on
right.
His own shit.
Literally, like, literally one segment. We barely even got through one segment, and Mason has to call into the show. You didn't even know the Chris Middleton news. What were you just calling to say hi? Like, were you sad?
I was, you know, I was just checking in. You know, just kind of, you know, first day of retirement. You know, needed to, you know, make sure everything was going all right.
Your area code totally messed me up when you were like, "This is Mason Crosby." I was like, "What? That doesn't make any sense."
Like, so, he's not in Oshkosh right now, is he?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Old 920. That's my old Cellcom number.
Yeah. No, that's all good. So, we didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday, but like, do you hate Micah Hyde now? Like, is he like the worst human on earth to you right now?
No, Micah Hyde's my all-time favorite.
I know. I'm just kidding.
But like, and hey, we get to talk to him tomorrow. He's jumping on with us tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So
am I going to need like a box of tissues tomorrow? Like, I feel you and Micah like sharing retirement stories. I'm just going to like seriously. I'm going to be a puddle, man.
Well, you know, so whenever I had that that tackle fumble on Cordarrelle Patterson. Just a toot-toot, but Micah Hyde recovered that fumble. So, you know, we'll definitely talk about that. I'll just tell him thanks for, you know, doing something after I made the play, you know.
Did you listen to Pack-A-Day Radio today, Mason?
I did not get to
0%. 0%.
I mentioned in the first segment how Mason brings up how he tackled Cordarrelle Patterson every week, which might have been an overstatement, but
maybe a little bit.
Then you brought it up right there. It was perfect. Oh, thank you.
Hey. Yep, no problem, man. Now that I'm in retirement, you know, I'm reflecting on all my big moments, and that was probably one of the biggest ones for me. You know, I was got to actually be a football player.
So, Tommy, I have a job for you.
Yes.
We got to go. I used to have this great music bed of, like, classical music, just, like, sad, somber, but serious. We need a music bed of classical music that whenever Mason reminisces about something in his career.
Oscar-winning moment.
Yes,
music.
Like we play this Oscar classical music underneath bed so that we know that like old man Crosby is telling a story.
Okay. Yeah,
it's happening
I can get
from now
on,
the retirement, reflective time.
Just margarita. Exactly.
All right, guys. Hey, enjoy the rest of the show. I'm going back to Human Wednesday, but we will talk tomorrow.
Well, thanks for calling in. I'm glad. Thanks for giving us a reason to smile because I'm not sure the Milwaukee Bucks have done the same. I guess we'll wait and see. But lots of Bucks talk coming up, and Mason will be back tomorrow. So Mason, get ready to comes out. You know, all your Kuzma deep dive YouTube videos tonight, and a deep dive on Kyle Kuzma tomorrow.
I'm going to be watching some film. Yeah, make sure that I know his game well.
Love it. Love it. Thanks, Mace. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Later, all right. Guys.
Bye-bye. That's Mason Crosby. He is the man, he's the namesake of this show right here. Today, though, it's the Mitch Nellis edition of the Mason Crosby Show because Mason's doing his Human Wednesday thing. And, of course, we started the show with, like, The Athletic reporting that it looks like a deal is close, and then all of a sudden Shams, of course, reports it. The breaking news, Chris Middleton to the Wizards, Kyle Kuzma to the Milwaukee Bucks. Lots of feelings on Twitter, lots of feelings in my text inbox. My high school buddies are all going nuts right now, so we will get to that as well. Joining the show, is Camille coming on next? Okay. Locked On Bucks podcast reporter Camille Davis is going to be joining us next to break this down and give her take. She's been on the show before, and she is on it. And man, I feel like we should just play like I just want to give Chris a hug. Like, not only did they trade Chris, but they traded him to the Wizards.
Do you think they were like, hey, we're on the East Coast already, like, take your stuff?
Like, yes. I do wonder, though, like, I mean, you know, when guys get traded in the last year of their contract, like, they get released. Like, there's no way Washington can release. Like, you can't take that type of cap hit. So Chris Middleton is going to be a Wizard.
Chris Middleton might average 25 a night as a Wizard.
Or he might sit out the rest of the year.
Maybe.
And just get himself, like, healthy for next year. I mean, he's not old enough to retire yet, is he?
No.
No,
but he's made enough money where he can retire.
That is a good point. All right, Camille Davis, Locked on Bucks podcast, going to join us next here. It's the Mitch Nellis edition of the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.